This is GQDN for Thursday, October 31st, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Put in that code quest. Put in that code quest. You get 25% off of your purchase for all the drink mixes that they have. Do it. It's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some sales. We have a bit of a problem with Monster Hunter Wilds. And we got some PlayStation news there as well. But we begin today with Microsoft Xbox. Because Pure Xbox, and this will be backed up by WCCF Tech, did provide its financial results for Q1 2025 for the fiscal year. And they had quite the boost for its revenue. Now, the gaming revenue has grown by 43%, which would include the 43 points of net impact from the Activision acquisition. That's a quote, by the way, from the statement. And the content services revenue grown by 61%, which is 53 points from the Activision acquisition. Now, the hardware sales did go down by 29%, but the overall revenue was at $65.6 billion in the latest earnings release, which is an increase of 16%. Now, the company does own 20 franchises that have generated over $1 billion over their lifetime revenue, and that would include Halo, Diablo, and Candy Crush. But we dive into a little bit of that because I said before WCCF Tech was talking about Call of Duty Black Ops 6, and the Microsoft CEO, Satya Nadella, did say that the game did set some new franchise records, and that it also helped Game Pass subscription services to reach new records. So here's what he said, quote, 1 year since we closed our acquisition of Activision Blizzard King, we are focused on building a business position for long-term growth, driven by higher margin content and services. You already see this transformation in our results as we diversify the ways that the gamers access our content. We set new records for monthly active users in a quarter as more players than ever play our games across devices and on the Xbox platform. Game Pass also set a new Q1 record for total revenue and average revenue per subscriber. And as we look ahead, our IP across our studios have never been stronger. Last week's launch of Black Ops 6 was the biggest Call of Duty release ever, setting a record for day one players as well as Game Pass subscriber adds on launch day. And unit sales on PlayStation and Steam were also up over 60% year over year. This speaks to our strategy of meeting gamers where they are by enabling them to play more games across the screens they spend their time on, end quote. Now, even after that, one of the Arkane Austin's founders was talking about Microsoft's decision to close Arkane Austin. And according to GamesRadar.com, that was Rafael Colatino, and he said that that move was, quote, stupid, because Microsoft shut it down. So he was talking to PC Gamer about that decision, and he said, quote, I think if you look a little bit, it's obvious that Arkane Austin was a very special group of people that have made some cool things and that could pull it off again. I think it was the decision that came down to, we need to cut something, was to please the investors. The stock market, they're playing a different game. Further quote, and this is him talking about trying to recreate Arkane Austin. Quote, recreating a very special group like this, like that is, I would dare say, impossible. It takes forever. When you have that magic of Harvey Smith and Ricardo Bear, etc., that all come together. It's a specific moment in time and space that just worked out this way. That took forever to reach. Those people together can really make magic. It's not like, doesn't matter, we'll just rehire. No, try it. That's what big groups do all the time. They try to just hire massively and overpay people to create those magic groups. It doesn't work like this. So to me, that was stupid, but what do I know? End quote. But did someone go from PlayStation to Xbox? Pure Xbox said that a Wolverine director is now working on the Perfect Dark for Xbox. And that came from the Game Files, Stephen Tutorial, because Brian Horton, their names, I apologize, was the creative director from the Wolverine game. And he moved over to Perfect Dark to develop, or for development for Xbox. And Microsoft did say that Horton, quote, will be bringing his wealth of experience to the upcoming reboot of the classic Secret Agent series, end quote. Now, Horton was at the California PlayStation studio, and he was one of the creative directors, or the creative director, of Spider-Man Miles Morales. So, we shall see what happens when it comes to Perfect Dark. Right now, there's no ETA on the game right now, but it will be on Xbox. Now, as for PlayStation, there are some games that will be leaving in December, and that comes to us from PlayStationLifestyle.net, because right now they are thinking that Dragon Quest and Kingdom Hearts series will leave the catalog, and they're also thinking that the Mega Man series will leave in December. So Dragon Quest and Kingdom Hearts will be leaving the catalog, but Mega Man series could be on the chopping block. Now, Mega Man Legacy Collection 1 and 2 and Mega Man 11 were added to PlayStation Plus Extra and Premium 1 year ago. So could they be on the chopping block? We'll see. But don't worry, PlayStation players. Horizon Zero Dawn Remastered did have their remaster global times released. And that'll be out later on today. Actually, it should be out now for people. So, if you got it, enjoy it. But IGN didn't just say that. They also got the Silent 2 a remake PC via Steam times as well. And those are out now too. So go enjoy those two games. Those games may have some troubles. Well, we know that new games sometimes do. But Monster Hunter Wilds has some troubles themselves, because some people were not able to connect to the server. But PC Games N says that it just might be fixed. Or maybe a fix is in the way. Because the Monster Hunter Wilds beta is coming up, and the PC players are waiting their turn just to try out the Capcom RPG. And that's after the PlayStation 5 only test that did run earlier this week. But right now, you'll be hit with the message telling you that the beta, quote, is unable to connect to the server, end quote. Now, the error code is R1187-0-03, and that's saying that the beta isn't live yet. Now, 25,000 people did try to get into the game on Steam, and they saw that message. But if you wait, if you're patient, you will be able to get in. Just gotta wait for your time. Okay, we got a couple scary things. It's Halloween, the actual day. Hardcore Gamer was talking to Dead by Daylight, Matthew Cote, and they were talking about the game, including the Goto killer and the history of the game, because it's been out for quite a while, about 8 years now, and the fact that the game now has some collaborations that would include a movie in the works. But 8 years, 8 years of a game. They know what their dream collaboration would be for Dead by Daylight. And they said, quote, we still have many, but anything inspired by Stephen King's lore would be incredible. Now, just something a little bit spooky for your Nintendo. The Bunny Graveyard is out for your Switch, and it's on the eShop today. Now, the game was released on Steam last September, and it did have some good reviews to it. So, if you want something spooky, if you want some more spooky stuff, PC Games N says that there's $150 a Steam Deck game bundle games. I'm sorry, about $180, essentially, and you will pay $20 for it. And some of the games, Little Nightmares, and Little Nightmares 2, Little Hope, The Devil and Me. Interesting, interesting stuff. That's coming. That could be yours. You pay for it. There's also some discounts for Batman from PCGamer.com. and they were saying that the Batman Arkham Asylum Game of the Year edition is now under $4 at GOG. And there's a discount there at Steam as well. So if you want a Batman game, you can get that on sale. Now there's a game that was announced for PC, which is Vid Recur. Now that comes from the Chinese developer Summerclip, and they did say that Vid Recur is a roguelike action game with 7 playable characters, and it'll be available for PC via Steam, but a release date has not yet been announced. They got some boss battles, some battle collection equipment. Interesting, but not as interesting as this. Where are we in today?
There was a museum, and it has unveiled a new haunted hotel location. And this was the 2 Point Museum that came from Sega and the 2 Point Studios that followed the 2 Point Campus and the 2 Point Hospital, and the reveal of the latest location that players could be tasked for turning into a successful museum, the Haunted William Lodge, and that was shown in a YouTube video. So if you want to see it, look for the 2 Point Museum. It may be too spooky for you. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some spooky games, people.